It's Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local Week on MyFM, and today we brought in a man who is no stranger and bringing in products from across Canada and around the world to his store in downtown Renfrew, Mel Blimke with A Sense of Country. Mel, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Well, Mel, as the operator of a curio shop, a man who brings in, items from all across the world, Canada mostly, but also items from the U.S. and other international markets, what do you think? What's your take right now on tariffs and the ongoing uncertainty with trade, too? What is essentially our biggest trade partner as a nation?
I think with the introduction of these tariffs and probably a program that's not really going to go away in some sort of form, it's reignited sort of shopping behaviors that were initiated during COVID, and that initiative was to shop local. I believe this is an extension of that. So the shoppers are more cognizant of the origins of the products, and they're making a more conscious effort to buy Canadian. So, in a sense of country, we've been sensitive to that when it's available. But we need to remember that even though a company's head office or something is in the U.S., there are manufacturing and distributing sort of plants here in Canada that employ Canadians. So these products are delivered by Canadians as well. So we've dropped a couple of lines that we've been bringing in from the States, but we also carry a number of Canadian products. So, in fact, we've dropped one of our candle companies. We've picked up two candle companies that they're not only from Canada, but right here in Ontario. So Collingwood and Sudbury. Our fudge is from St. Jacob. So we're extremely proud to have supported Canada, Ontario, local when we can. We're extremely proud to have supported local for the last 14 years. We have a number of local artisans, we've got crafters, we've got authors, and it really just highlights the sort of the abundance of talent that's, right here at home. So like I said, I don't think the tariffs are going away anytime soon. There will be changes going forward, and I think that kind of needs to trigger us as a nation to be more self-sufficient as well.
So going back to right before this whole mess started, how much of what you sell came from the United States, and how has that changed?
I would say less than 10%. Okay. Really not. It really doesn't have a big impact. Again, buying from the U.S. as a U.S. source. We do have a number of products that I mentioned that they're headquartered maybe in the States, but we know that they're manufacturing them here in Canada, and they're being distributed by Canadians. And I think, Casey, one of the things that it's really, really brought to the forefront again is just being cognizant. Let's sit down and look at product A. Can I get something similar with the same quality and the same affordability that we can pass on to consumers? So, yeah, we would like to stay within a certain margin and not have to add a 25% increase on tariff.
Well, even as you've kept yourself pretty well insulated with your business model, I imagine that there have been one or two tough conversations to have with people who you talk to directly. But at the same time, it's almost a silver lining because there's also a great opportunity. Reach out and, as you say, find something as good or better closer to home.
Yeah, and I think that depending on what the genre is, there are companies out there, there are representatives out there looking for these opportunities. How can we bring them into Canada? How can we maybe have them establish manufacturing here in Canada to make some of these products? So again, it's everybody is kind of thinking this way now, and I'm happy. I mean, Canada has so many resources, and the quality is certainly there.
Well, just one more thing before I let you go, Mel, because not only are you a business owner here in Renfrew, but you also have a pretty good sense of the overall business community just because of your close ties to the BIA. You've worked with the Chamber of Commerce. Have you heard from other businesses or organizations here in the Valley about concerns or opportunities that they're taking with the trade situation and what they're doing to insulate themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a number of our members downtown. As a matter of fact, Lisa at Keep and Company has dropped a couple of U.S. lines. It was, she made public there a number of weeks ago. And I think, again, it's just we're pioneers. Like, we need to start thinking, how do we become more self-sufficient? We need to think on less dependency on American products when we can get something just as good, if not better, right here close to home.
Mel Blimke operates a sense of country in downtown Renfrew, a source of unique and hard-to-find Canadian products, ranging from home and cottage decor to locally published books, curios, trinkets, and of course their candy right up at the front of the store. Mel, thank you so much for your time again. And remember, you can listen to all of our Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local interviews on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.